Hey guys, welcome back to Nerd at Work. I'm your host, Shotgun Messiah, and today is December 31st, New Year's Eve. I hope you guys are all doing good. I hope you guys all ring in the New Year's safely, and I hope you had a great Christmas. Every time I went to do this podcast, something would happen. I'd either get messed up, or it wouldn't sound right, or I'd put it off. There'd be sound in the background, dogs barking, that kind of garbage, and I could never get this podcast out. So I apologize for being so long, but I thought I would do a podcast. Let's say if you were to come over to my house and you would see what I've been doing. So let's say you come over and you sit on the couch and we turn on my smart TV and we look at Netflix. The last show I watched on Netflix would have been Lost in Space series. It's a new series, season 3, episode 1. That's about as far as I got on the third season. They have 1 and 2 and 3 streaming now. I've watched 1 and 2. I've just started season 3. I like it. If you like the campy old Lost in Space with Robbie the Robot and all that, it's a lot different. It's more serious. I like what they did with Dr. Smith. I won't give it away. If you haven't seen it, I would check it out. It's pretty good. Some episodes are kind of boring. Some episodes are pretty good. But that would probably be the last show I watched on Netflix as of right now. Disney Plus, of course, you turn it on. And the last show I would have watched would have been last night, and it would have been The Book of Boba Fett, episode 1. I liked it. You know, I was talking to somebody, there wasn't a whole lot of dialogue. It showed a lot of action. It was pretty good. It was a good setup, I think. You know, once it got that out of their system, I think it's going to be a good show. It does a lot of flashbacks, letting you know where Boba Fett came from type of thing. It was decent. Check it out. Book of Boba Fett, Disney Plus. I watched a movie I'd never seen before. Never even heard of it. Somebody posted it on Instagram or something, and I thought, what movie is that? It has Penelope Cruz, Selma Hayek. It's called, what's it called? Dang it, I can't think. I almost said Desperados. It's, Bandoleras, I think is what it's called, Bandoleras, like the female bandits. Is it Steven Zahn or Timothy Zahn? The dad from Wimpy Kid is in it. I had never seen it. It's okay. It's kind of fun, funny. It's a cowboy western. Two girls want to learn how to rob banks and be a cowboys. It was okay. I watched it on Tubi, what's the one, the free app on your smart TV? I think it's Tubi, T-U-B-I, Tubi. It was okay. It has commercials in it, but not too bad for free. If you went with me to the movies, the last thing I saw was The Matrix. I think it's called, what's The Matrix called? Is it Revelations? Resurrections? Resurrections, I think it's called. Matrix Resurrections. I saw it in the theaters Christmas Eve morning. It was okay. I like the first Matrix probably the best. And if you look at 2, 3, and 4, it kind of goes downhill from there. Matrix 1 is always the best one. This one was okay, but they showed a lot of clips from the first movie. And to me, when you start showing clips from your old movies in your new movies, it's kind of bad. To me, it had a lot of dialogue, very little action. And it looked like a big setup so they could do some more Matrix movies without Keanu Reeves and Carrie-Anne Moss. It sounds like here they are and they're gonna spring launch our new Matrix series is what it looks like to me, using new people. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. It wasn't the greatest movie I saw. I enjoyed it. It looked like Matrix meets up with John Wick. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about the Matrix movies, but if you saw them, let me know what you thought. Send me an email like you guys do. What else? Outside of Christmas, the last collectible item I bought was a Disney's Gargoyle Goliath figure. If you don't know what that is, Disney's Gargoyles was a cartoon series in the 90s, I believe, on regular TV. They're gargoyles by day, and at night they become flesh gargoyles, and they help a detective. I can't quite remember it. I used to like it a lot. I collected the little baseball cards of it, and they had little action figures at one time. I think I have them in a box somewhere. But this Goliath figure, I saw it at Target a long time ago. I think Mecca had made it. He stands about 6 or 7 inches high, and he has wings, and the wingspan is about a foot wide. He's a pretty big figure. I saw it at Target one time, and I didn't buy it. I carried it around, and when I scanned it, I think it runs about 40 bucks. And at the time, I didn't want to spend 40 bucks on it. So I put it down and I never saw it again. And I went to a collectible place and they had it for almost double the price. And I thought, well, shoot, I should have bought it, and I regretted it. I do that a lot. I need to learn, like, when you see something, to buy it right away. But I usually do what they call a victory lap in the store. I carry it around and I end up putting it down. But long story short, I went back to a Target and I saw it on the shelf. And I didn't hesitate. I grabbed it and bought it. I think he runs about $39.99. He's pretty cool. You could probably Google him. Disney's Goliath. Disney's Gargoyles Goliath figure. He comes with different faces, different hands. But he stands rather tall. So maybe I'll do an unboxing. I haven't opened him yet. I'll do an unboxing on my Instagram or YouTube or something. So look out for that on my social media stuff, Shotgun Messiah. What else is going on? Not much. Getting into this new year, 2022. Everybody thinks it's going to be better than 2020, 2021, but I think it's just going to fall right in along with those. Our world is going through some crummy times right now, and I hope you guys are all doing good. You need to band together with your family and friends and just get through this crap. If you believe it or not, if it's fake news, real news, whatever, just stay with your family and friends, man. Just hold tight, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. It's going to get bumpy for a long haul. So hang in there. I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you have a wonderful New Year's Eve. Be safe. Please be safe. Be smart, and I hope to do more podcasts in the coming year. As always, you guys always do. You let me know how I'm doing on Instagram. There's a new thing on Anchor where you could reach out and talk to me. I haven't quite figured out how to do it yet. Once I figure that out, I'll let you guys know where you could send me a message and stuff. But right now, you can always reach out to me at shotgunmessiah6.com. It's Shotgun Messiah, the number 6, at gmail.com. So please reach out. You guys always do. You always say hello and stuff, and I appreciate it. Anyway, until then, I hope you guys have a wonderful New Year's Eve and New Year's. I will see you then. Nerd out.